Hi, I'm Stephanie Johnson. Welcome to the Seeing with Stars podcast, where I share my 30 years plus experience in the world of astrology.
Hi, I'm Steph Johnson. Welcome to another Seeing with Stars podcast. In this one, I want to talk about eclipses. These are significant events, often astronomically, but also very much so in astrology circles. Each year we have a minimum of 4 special solar and lunar eclipses. Sometimes there's more, but this year, 2022, there are 4, and I'll tell you where they are and when they are in just a second. But I wanted to talk about the fact that we have eclipse seasons, and our current season is in Taurus and Scorpio. So if you have anything in Taurus, any personal planet or a rising sign, then 2022 is likely to be a bit topsy-turvy and also one of revelations, both because of Uranus, the planet of revelations, being in Taurus, and also because of these eclipses. So when have they been and what do they mean and what is an eclipse in general? That's what I'm going to talk about in this podcast. So let's start with some dates for this year, just so that you can think back while you're listening to the podcast on whether these dates have been significant for you, because they will be triggering your chart in some way, shape or form. For others, more significantly, as I said, if you have anything in Taurus, but also there'll be other things in the fixed signs that could be triggered as well. So there was a partial solar eclipse on April the 30th this year, and this was at 10 degrees Taurus. Then there was a total lunar eclipse on May the 16th, 2022, at 25 degrees of Scorpio. As I do this podcast, we are coming into a partial solar eclipse on October the 25th, and this will be at 2 degrees of Scorpio, and then a total lunar eclipse on November the 8th at 16 degrees of Taurus. So we're talking about an eclipse season that we're about to go into. Each calendar year, we get about 13 new moons and 12 full moons. And of these, 4 are likely to be eclipses, at least a minimum of 4, as I said before. These are eclipses from the Earth's point of view. So this is the relationship between the Sun and the Moon and the Earth, but from our point of view, standing on Earth. So a solar eclipse is when the Moon moves between the Earth and the Sun, and it blocks out the sun's rays. So this results in those times where the earth goes dark, particularly in the areas where the eclipses are occurring. So their shadows are over particular parts of the earth. So you have a new moon or a solar eclipse. And at the full moon, when there's a lunar eclipse, this is when the moon's light, which it receives from the sun, is obscured by the Earth's shadow. So this causes a darkening over the surface. From an astronomical perspective, these eclipses are really powerful because they can affect the weather. They can also have impacts on our tides. So the solar eclipses are more likely to affect the weather, and the lunar ones are more likely to affect the tides of the Earth. So the moon is really significant, and if you've listened to previous podcasts, you would have heard me tell this little anecdote where I was looking, something came up on my computer, and NASA had sent a question saying, what is the most important cosmic entity to planet Earth? And you know, you're thinking a planet or the sun, but in actual fact, it's the moon. So these tides of the moon, these eclipses, the full moons, the new moons, these are all very, very significant for planet Earth. They're significant astronomically, and these astronomical events have also, these eclipses have also been linked to important times in history. Many, many eons ago, when people did not understand what the eclipses were, they were a portend of great calamity, or perhaps the onset, I think some of them were seen to be witches kind of casting a spell. The first recorded one, I believe, was in China and was said to portend something for the Chinese leader. That was on the 21st or the 25th of January, 1137 BC. but there also throughout history have been significant events often linked to eclipses. For instance, for those of you who are Christians, you may have or may recall in the Bible where it talks about everything going dark at the point where Jesus was crucified on the cross. This is most likely to have been an eclipse. It's apparently also in the Quran that there was an eclipse that preceded the birth of Muhammad. It was a partial lunar eclipse that was seen during the fall of Constantinople, 22nd of May 1453. So this partial lunar eclipse was seen as the omen or the fulfilling of a prophecy for the city's demise. So significant world events can be linked to solar and lunar eclipses. But what does it mean astrologically for you? The first thing to do is to pay attention to any events that are occurring during the eclipse, because eclipses can trigger things. And it can cause also something to be highlighted or enlightened, if you like. I think that solar eclipses are more about events happening to us that trigger something, whereas lunar eclipses are more those kind of aha moments where we have a realization. So note any dreams during a lunar eclipse. Now, the funny thing about astrology is it's going to time things according to when we are first born, so to speak. So we may not become aware of them until later. So for instance, somebody in the family could make a decision, but it's not revealed until after the eclipse. So some things in astrology occur on the day. For instance, a Uranus transit can be quite exact. An eclipse can also be quite exact. But if nothing kind of significant happens, but a few weeks later, an announcement is made, you can be assured that it was actually decided or birthed, if you like, during that eclipse. So let's look at October. Let's look at 2022. October does begin with six major planets in retrograde, including Mercury, Jupiter, Saturn, Uranus, Neptune, and Pluto. And I don't know about you, but quite a few of my clients and myself included have felt that it's been a little bit erratic, that we're trying to move forward, but things are kind of all out of whack. It's because these six major planets are saying, slow down and have a look at things. Just try not to make any big decisions unless you're really sure of where you're going. So no need to rush. However, October is also the start of this eclipse season. So as I said, a partial solar eclipse occurs on October 25th. And this particular eclipse is at 2 degrees of Scorpio, and it includes Venus at the same degree. Now, during the Scorpio and Taurus eclipse season, which we started and have in 2022, it's all about resources. Resources are a key theme. And this is particularly true, as I said before, if you have any personal planet at 2 degrees of any fixed sign. What are the fixed signs? Taurus, Leo, Scorpio, and Aquarius. So your own personal resources may be stretched. And so what do you do about this? I mean, why do we say, well, the eclipse is at this degree and it's about resources? Well, something might come to light. It could be the straw that breaks the camel's back. And because Venus is involved, it could be something that you have been discussing with a partner and that's a personal or a business partner, but something you have been discussing or trying to make up your mind on, and something will trigger a decision or a breakthrough around this first eclipse. So what can you do also around this eclipse? Well, it's probably best not to discuss money matters if you can help it, but if you do need to, then make sure it's done in a way that's calm and considered. You may also want to catch up on your bookwork. Make sure that you've seen all the details, that anything that needs to come to light can come to light. If you've been putting something off, if you haven't been doing your taxes, or you haven't been upholding your end of any part of an agreement with a partnership, it's time to pay attention to that. So let the eclipse highlight what needs to be done. Don't cut corners when it comes to your finances, but let the eclipse illuminate the next point, the next action for you. Eclipses can also tend to catapult us into new periods in our lives. So you might, even though you try to avoid some things around, say, your resources or finances or partners, you might find that this eclipse on October the 25th catapults you forward, particularly if you think back to April or May in 2022, when early eclipses happened in the same series. So this solar eclipse may well be an event or a trigger point that you can't avoid, but that highlights a way forward. As far as world events go with this particular eclipse, it occurs, it's only partial, but it's still occurring over the northwestern part of the African continent and faintly over Europe. So these areas of the world are under the light, under the influence of the eclipse. So the following one, the lunar eclipse, is on November the 8th and is at 16 degrees of Taurus. Now, lunar eclipses, as far as I'm concerned, tend to be more internal realizations than external triggers. But once again, this eclipse occurs in a zodiac sign that is about resources. Let's face it, this year, 2022, post-pandemic, post-COVID, post or still with the Ukrainian war, we're looking at resources of the world anyway. There were, during 2019, a lot of planetary indicators that we needed to look at the world's resources and the way we utilize them. Then we entered into the pandemic. Now we're back to that situation of how do we as humans on planet Earth share resources? And this really does drill down to our individual responsibility. After all, what else can we really control? So Uranus in Taurus is telling us that we need to look at how we can break free of our reliance on anything that's overly desirous of material things, to take a more spiritual approach and also perhaps a more minimalistic approach. So then when we come back to these eclipses, or this particular eclipse on November the 8th, we need to go within and look at how can we utilize resources differently in our own lives? What are our personal needs? How can we go into a more minimalistic or perhaps a more natural, a more connected with the earth way of behaving in our own lives or utilizing resources in our own lives? I mean, if you really have been thinking for a long time about starting your own little herbal garden or looking at produce in a different way, going organic, this can be a really good time to get some aha moments around that. Personally, I believe that this Uranus in Taurus and then Pluto in Aquarius next year is pushing us back to the days of my grandparents, at least, where they lived more off the land in their own back garden. I think young ones or anyone who's living in those tall high rises are going to start to grow vertical gardens. I think we're going to need to green the planet a little way. But anyway, I'll get off my Sagittarian soapbox and talk again about Taurus. So as I said, Taurus is all about material resources, also money. So how do we earn our money? For those of us who are in the Commonwealth countries, then it's likely we will see a change in our coinage, the face of a king rather than a queen. It's also possible that the king's face is not the one we expect. This eclipse series shakes up the UK royal monarchy, and we've seen this already with the passing of the Queen. But, you know, astrologers have been predicting for many years that King Charles may not be around for very long. Things will be revealed during eclipses, not just for us personally, but for royal families and, as I said earlier, for any significant leader in the world. If this triggers their chart, and it does those in the royal family, then it's going to highlight things for the rest of the world to see. So please note what happens around about these dates and these eclipses for you. Please share, write them in the notes, and also please subscribe, review, and as I said, share your realizations of what happens during the eclipse season. Thanks for listening. In love and light, Steph.
Thank you for listening to Seeing with Stars Astrology Podcast. If you've enjoyed this podcast, you can visit my website at www.seeingwithstars.net or follow me on Twitter or Instagram at Seeing with Stars. You may also subscribe and leave a review. May the stars shine on your path.